way better. So everything is So let's talk about the CE Center, right?
Yep.
So CE Center, you guys have successfully launched 7 industry-specific career training programs, which just off the bat is amazing. Because we already understand the shortcomings of the current curriculum in the education system. So for you guys to have a center where kids go, especially BIPOC kids could go and say, listen, there's these programs geared to help you guys advance yourself in society. That's a good look. And then over 420 Black youth throughout the program cycle has benefited, 97.8% retention rate. So whatever you guys have going on there, the CE Center is working. And it's engaging and it's saving lives, more importantly, and helping a lot of Black youth across the country. So I heard there's a Montreal expansion on the way.
Yes.
I know you heard that, but just tell us, how did you kind of get involved with the CE Center and what is your current role?
Yeah, so I'm currently the executive director of the organization. The two founders are Shireen Ashman and Kofi Hope. And for those who remember the Summer of the Gun back in 2005, mm-hmm. That was kind of a call to action for the province of Ontario and United Way to come together to create YCF initiatives, so Youth Challenge Fund. And they invested in 24 what they called legacy initiatives. And C is very proud to be one of two of the 24 that are still standing in the city now. And it was really created to invest in communities to address the gun violence situation that is taking place.
What are the type of programs that the CE has for the youth? Because, you know, there's many programs that we have, but it seems like, because I've been following the CE actually for a couple of years now, so I'm very well versed on the things and the things that you've been putting together for young BIPOC individuals. But for people that don't know what the CE does, is just to let them know the type of programs that you offer to the BIPOC community, to the youth.
So I'll just start off right off the bat with our mm-hmm. mission. Our mission is to create an economy where Black youth can become financially prosperous, live high quality lives, and contribute to the advancement of Canada. I think oftentimes when we're talking about the Black community, people think that is something far from them if they're not from our community. And the reality is, if Black youth strive, then all of Canada is able to benefit from that. And so when we talk about our mission, I'm very diligent to make sure that people understand that our success is everybody's success. And what we do try and focus on is high paying jobs with upward mobility. The reality is our young people our unemployment rate is 2 times worse than the national average. So that tells me we're at the back of the unemployment line. Our job at C is, how do we get young people to the front? If not the front, at least close to the front. Mm-hmm. And the way that we do that is starting to think strategically about programming. Where are there high paying jobs with upward mobility that have low barriers to entry? So the five labor gaps that we identify, five labor gaps that data and evidence tell us either they have a severe diversity problem that they as an industry have addressed and said, we want to do something about it. Or number two, that there's a severe actual skill gap. Like there's not a lot of Canadians who have this particular skill. So that takes us from the back of the line, once you skill them up, all the way up to the front, right? And so the industries are entertainment, information technology, finance, trades, and social services. We do hospitality, but given the labor trends, we're kind of transitioning that industry out. But those are the five industries that we do work in. And each of those industries has a series of programs that you can choose from. IT and entertainment having the most.
Yeah, I noticed in entertainment, because actually I was invited to an event on August 29th that's happening here in Montreal. Christopher reached out to me because I grew up in the film industry, and he reached out to me. He's like, I'm here in Montreal now, just moved here. And once again, I'm like, oh, CE is doing something amazing here for the youth again. So I take my hat off to all the work that all of you do, because it's definitely needed. Myself, raising young Black youth, this is incredibly important to be able to give them, you know, that stepping stone to be able to continue to have a brighter future, because it is much more challenging for them. What are the other future projects that that the CE has in mind coming up in the next few years?
So I definitely want to speak a little bit about what we're doing in Montreal, because that is an expansion of our programs. The reality for us is we're also very invested in investing in other Black-led organizations, because nothing for us without us. And we're in kind of a season where everyone wants to be doing something with us.
Yeah.
And maybe not always letting us lead it, you know? And so mm-hmm. what we want to do is empower other organizations across the country, because we know that the Black community is very diverse. And so what works in Nova Scotia isn't going to work in Toronto. It's going to work in Montreal. It's not going to work, you know, in Alberta. And so what we're looking, what we have been doing is partnering with agencies that are on the ground in community. So we've partnered with DESTA Youth Network in Montreal to be able to pilot one of the programs that have been true and tested in Toronto, but being able to bring it to a Montreal audience with the young people that they serve. So we're really partnering across the country. We're looking to expand in Nova Scotia, as well as Alberta, and finding organizations that are Black-led, Black-serving, and Black-focused, and be able to provide them with kind of the blueprint that we have. You know, a 97% retention rate does not come without trial and error.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we have a proven model that we think is culturally relevant, trauma-informed, and person-centered. And so those three things are kind of like our recipe for greatness. And so we want to be able to expand that across the country. We're starting off in Montreal with this production program. I just wanted to get my dates right. So August 24th, we are having a... is the deadline for the program in Montreal. So if you go to destany.com, you can be able to apply. If you're a young person, refer folks, anyone who would be interested in the entertainment industry. We have amazing partners. I will say, I'll give a shout out to Montreal. This is our first city that we're expanding to outside of Ontario.
Nice.
And you, one visit there and everybody showed up. The unions were on board. The industry was excited and ready for this to happen. And they're ready to open their doors in a way that they haven't done before. And so if you know anyone who might be interested in getting their foot in the door there, again, if they reach out to the and head to the website to apply, I think that would be amazing. So expansion is on the rise. Hopefully next time we talk, we'll reach half the country at least.
Yes.
But no, but you have to come in studio in person. And so people think you guys have the entertainment program because we were talking about it earlier on the show. You know, now you see in the music industry, now they have like this virtual guide now. They don't even need us to rap anymore. So it's good that there's a program out there, you know, offering different options. You know, we could be much more than what people always, you know, typecast us as being.
Yeah,
totally. And it's also about in front of the camera and behind the camera because there's a whole industry behind that camera. And the more we have people in front of the camera, we also need to look good when we're there.
I was just thinking, I was just waiting for you to first say, I want to see more Black men in suits. You know, when we see Instagram, we always see the, you know, the group of Black men, it's always brothers in Chicago or DC. I'd love to see a movement, like a Dapper Dan movement in Canada, Black men just wear suits. Can we just have a Black man suit day?
Right, I agree. I endorse this message.
Me too. I second that endorsement.
Listen, like, Abby, before we go, we're gonna try something new to this morning on the Morning Detour. Give us that album. Give us that hip-hop album that really resonates with you. Give us the reason why.
Oh, a hip-hop album that...
She might give you a soca one. She looks like a soca enthusiast over there.
Oh, you know what? This is going to be, I was not prepared for this, so this is not maybe the best, but for me, everyone who knows me knows that I love a Biggie Smalls, and as common as a song this is, Juicy, the reason why I love it is it's the epitome of Black joy, you know,
I drink
champagne when I'm thirsty, he came out the hood and he's just like, could you believe we did this?
Yeah, grateful, living in gratitude,
With 100%. Gratitude and like, I love a celebration. And I think we have a lot of the times we're talking about, you know, all of the places that were misrepresented or were overrepresented in all of the wrong places, but we sure know how to turn a situation around.
Ooh, so yes.
That's it for me.
Nobody could turn lemons into lemonade better than Black people.
You know what I mean?
We could turn every situation into something. And that's the beautiful thing. And that's the mysticism of being Black. And that's the magic I feel resonates, you know, when we hear you speak and, you know, look at your bio. What you're doing is very commendable because essentially social work is a thankless job. These kids are different. The funding is low. And, you know, and the hardest part too, I don't know if Lamba, you'll co-sign this, the interest level. So I want to urge Montrealers, we'll put the link in our bio, Detour 514. Please come out. I'm doing a great thing. I've been talking with executive director. So you know there's a whole board. Executive director of the CE Center for Young Black Professionals in Toronto, Ms. Agapi. I want to thank you for being on Morning Detour. Please, when you're in town, please come on down to the show.
Please come through.
Yes, please, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything that you're doing. Keep up the great work, all of you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Nails done, makeup did, and you're looking fine. Come over here so I can make your mind. Nails done, makeup did, you are the best. Sexy self, A1, she's so blessed.
Heart's been broken, girl. I need my protection. Hearing your soul talk, girl, knew there was a connection. Putting my hands on your hips, and you really love that affection. And your face lighting up like the sun whenever my name's popping up when we're texting. And I brought you some flowers, and it was unexpected. And I thought I wanted your friend, but I wanted you cause I love your values. Let me grab your Snapchat, let me grab your Facebook, and baby girl, let's stay connected. And you gave me your number, baby girl, and I really thought I was gonna get rejected. And I go, love is so deep. So deep. And I'm hoping you're not a wolf that's hiding in the clothing of a sheep. And I really, really, really want to show you off to my nanny, especially to my close friends. Gotta show all my family, you always been authentic. You never said a lie. It's amazing to see you breaking all your cocoon and seeing this beautiful butterfly. Everybody knows you're wise, girl. Whenever we have our conversations, never have a bias narrative. You always see both sides. You know love is deep, you know love is deep. Love is real, I'm dreaming about you when I'm asleep. Love is real, I'm dreaming about you when I'm asleep, okay. You know love is deep, you know love is deep. Love is real, I'm dreaming about you when I'm asleep. Love is real, I'm dreaming about you when I'm asleep.
Listen, it sounded like a Trey Lamont morning. This show's been brought to you by Frequency Sounds. Trey Lamont, baby, I see you. I'm gonna tell you guys right now, we're gonna let the cat out the bag. In the next 2 months, we're gonna do a nice little R&B showcase soiree. I'm talking about candlelit tables, Family Over Fame, Incognito, all the top brands, the cream, the sash clothing, the woosahs. I'm gonna feature Sales. I'm gonna feature Trey Lamont. I'm gonna feature Tegans. I'm a feature Lanska. Intimate night of R&B, soulful rap, live band. Listen, man, we got some things coming up, man. Weezy Moon Chasing Media. You know how we do things. Trey Lamont, let's go. Coming up next, Incognito MTL. Doing something for the kids back to school. I know some of y'all that make your way to Staples or Best Buy or Walmart for school supplies. So they got you covered over the weekend. Incognito Montreal, coming up next.
Never did I ever think this lust could build up trust so strong. For real. Wasn't looking for no love, but that stuff comes along. It does. And when it does, you can't waste it. Glad we didn't waste it. Bad but not basic, ass bad, slim wasted. She ain't gonna give it to me easy, gotta chase it. Body like a drug, she got me fiending just to taste it. I can't lie, I love the way she tease me when she shake it. Speeding with no brakes, I'm trying to see you for the day in. What can I say? Loyalty mean more to me than love. And when you mix the both, then you get something just like us. And you can come to talk when you think things are getting tough. And that's the reason you get all my trust. You the one.
We lust and we lust and we lust, yeah, yeah. We trust and we trust and we trust, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, baby girl, come on.
Sunshine, I could call you my baby boy. You could call me your baby girl. Hit me up, we could spend time. Lately, you've been on my mind.
I know you wanna try.
chill with a player. But all you gotta do is keep it real with a player. Just answer your phone whenever I call. Call me down, pick me up whenever I fall. I like them short and tall, slim and thick. I like them cute and sweet, ghetto and fit. Hop your ass in that Benz cause you like my style. You know me, I do anything to make you smile. I need a lady in the street, sneaky link. Gotta watch how you move, what you get is what you see. Out of sight, out of mind, but I still adore you. Just hit me on the FaceTime, I never ignore you. You know pain is love, but my love is loyal. I know you heard stories, but that was before you. Can I see C and Christian Dior? You ain't worried about girls, cause you know this all you
wait. Sunshine, I could call you my baby boy. You could call me your baby girl. You look like tonight, I could be your sunshine.
Learn to walk a tight rope. Ever seen a rich nigga go broke?
Yes.
They putting leans on it.
Tell the boy Rose to ease in a month. Wingstop, Montreal, New York. Atlanta will be there in October. New York, Toronto in September. Weezy Lambo, the Detour's on tour. We gon' back ourselves. Who thinks a community radio show on tour? That's how we do things. Gangster things. It's the more Detour, the Mighty CKT, 9.3 FM. Moon Chaser, Lambo, keep it locked.
Publishing is involved. Mechanicals never matter because that was your dog. Now you're hands on, but things don't never seem right. You make a call to give your lawyer the green light. He looking through it, they hit you up with the bad news. It's so familiar, he did the same with the last dudes. Mafioso, baby girl, cash rules. Every dollar accounted for, double limit crew. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spent it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't speak, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn boy the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Playing poison in a nigga mind. Chilling with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed each other on Twitter. Funny thing is the animosity money brings. Real niggas out of style, we may be 1 in 3. Back against the wall, outnumbered by fuck boys. One bullet, one target, one choice. You can take an L, take the shell. It's still double M, still making mail. Made niggas respect my hustle on both toasts. I put the word out to see who hit back with the lowest, with the lowest, with the lowest.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning tour show.
Nobody's this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning pizza on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I didn't know what beat we were gonna do this morning, though. The streets is telling me to calm down. We don't calm down. That's the best morning show in the country, man. We're Mucha and Lambo. How you feeling thus far, Lambo? 8:17 in the morning.
Feeling
summer's
nice.
Done. Friday's here. Your cold line's launching just now. Woo-sah.
Yeah, it's the countdown is going. Finally, it's going to be available. What people don't understand, people are like, how come it's not available yet? Summer's almost over. I'm like, but you can wear my swims as bodysuits. So it's not over.
What are you gonna do when you have a backlog of suits? I think you're gonna be like La Vera. What are you gonna do? We have this over flooding of people trying to get some eco sustainable swimsuits.
I'm gonna have to hire more people.
Okay, Montreal. This morning, there's a lot of great community things happening this week, and I'm gonna get to all that after my family over fame. But this morning we have Incognito Montreal clothing brand. Owned by Miriam Ferreira. She looks very serious. Yes. I love the brand. Yo, your brand looks like Patch Adams. Come a little closer. Just pull up a mic there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound great. It looks like the ultimate Patch Adams. The minute I saw your logo, I was okay, she's creative. She's creative. Because, you could have threw a picture on there. You could have gave me a font with a little bit of shadow. Mm. But you gave me the Patch Adams. Okay, you thought a little bit about this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the character in terms of everything was something that was compiled by the team. So I can't take full credit for it, you know?
No, but you're representing the team. So I don't want to think that it's just you. It's not just 100%. Miriam. Miriam got a team of four. But Miriam... I'm already thinking about the live action comic book for the patch logo. I think we could turn him into a character. I'd like to do his voice.
Because
he has no soul, Lambo.
Yeah.
He just got stuff in.
He just got me because for me, I was telling you about my tattoo artist that created me a voodoo doll. Looks exactly this, but with pins in it and green for mental health. So I was like, you got me with that. I was like, done.
Yeah, our thing actually.
You gotta do something. You know what? You know we're gonna give it to him. I'm gonna throw you another marketing idea. For Halloween, y'all should do the Weezy. We should do a special Weezy Incognito with the Patch Adams. Yes, we have the Halloween party. Mm-hmm. We should do something special.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody masked up. There you go.
Except I'm coming as Medusa. I'm done.
Let's go. Yo, you're real. You get to let people know. Huh? What are you more happy about? Letting people know that you're going to have long hair? Or that you might be partially naked. Miriam didn't know. This is a mature morning show.
It's very mature.
I told my friends, why do you play this around your kids? People's like, my kids tell me to put it on. Miriam, I think we should do something for Halloween. I love the Patch Adams because he's like the living dead.
What we do is we call the character Raggy. So you got a name already. We'll be talking about him in the team.
Yeah, but he has a hood name.
Yeah, Raggy for sure. Why? You can't give his Govy because you already know how they move out here.
No. Well,
you guys get the guy.
I love it.
For sure.
So why Incognito Montreal? How do you guys come up with that?
Yeah, so Incognito, the word itself means unknown, right? So the whole point from the beginning of the business was that we wanted to say that success from like a city point of view, from a business point of view, is city consciousness.
Nice.
So it means looking after the people who are unknown in the city. From like, you know, our business standpoint, we work with models, photographers, videographers, all them guys there that are unknown in the city, but who are extremely talented. And from, you know, a more charitable side, it's always looking after the people who are underrepresented, not looked after in the city, and giving back in that way.
Nice.
So that's what we do.
Now I was thinking to myself, man, boy, how do you guys, you know, everyone thinks they have a dope idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I can talk to you about this. Everybody thinks they can do it. It does seem simple. You know, I have a picture. I have a font. I'm going to press it on the shirt.
It's hard.
I love how you market it. I love how you have the pictures. I love stacking people. Is that the proper terminology when they have the four people in these boxes?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Just show up to the shit. You guys remember, for those of us poor folks that didn't have cable back in the day, I only got cable in grade 9. You guys remember Fashion TVs come on Sundays? Mm-hmm. FTTV? I don't know if y'all got that in Nova Scotia, Family Over Fame.
That inspired
me. I used to watch Fashion TV because I only had four channels until grade 9. So I know a little bit about the cuts.
I'm going to say this honestly. I'm 20. The cable thing that you're talking about is nuts to me right now.
That's crazy. Yo, hold on. You're old?
I'm 20 years old.
What year are you born?
2001.
What?
I was going to say 2000 or 2001.
I can't relate to you guys.
Talking about cable.
What does it feel like to be 20?
Great. Fantastic. Young. I don't know.
No. Yeah. No. Okay. Young. No. Yeah. I worded my question wrong. When you look at myself and you look at Lambo, what do you say to yourself? Because I'm eager to know what did the 20-year-olds think of us? Because I'm 36, she's 35.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. I can't imagine myself at that age. So to me, it's like, I'm being honest. No. I'm saying this. I can't imagine visualize myself past 30. There's people I know that are like, when I'm 50, I'm going to do this.
My daughter says the same thing.
I can't imagine even visually.
I met her daughter the other day. I was like, she's real.
She's real.
Yo, she looks like she's about to go to Argentina and save some people. She's she looks like she's about to go to Guadalupe. Mm-hmm. I have some friends that have done it. She might go on a mission, now.
Right? That cargo type team.
No, listen. I saw the Wrangler jeans. I saw the high boots.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, she's going to go on a mission.
Yeah.
Yo, that's why. She's going to go save some people.
Anna. Shout out Anna.
And, you know, and I'm very skeptical of people that don't eat meat. Do you eat meat?
Of course, yeah. I'm Muslim, so
she
I don't
used to
eat
be
pork.
A meat eater, but she decided.
Lambo turned her off.
No, it was her health and everything. Mm. And I don't know, you know, listen, she went started with veganism and then went, I'm vegetarian, then pescatarian. She eats fish, okay? Yeah. She eats sushi. Don't even.
That's fire.
You're 20 years old. What always amazed me, what pushed you to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to be the entrepreneur. I'm going to start this because in hindsight, being so young, doesn't it, when you look at the landscape of doing business and creating a line, does it seem hard to you? Or you're just like, you know, I'm going to use TikTok and we're good. We're young, we're fly. Fuck everybody.
I think it's honestly, it's a natural thing at this point because when I was 14, I started my first business. I was a vintage curator. I would go to thrift shops and whatnot and buy some clothing and then try to upsell that. And I think that like reselling is the best way to learn the foundations of business, right? It teaches you everything. Then at 16, I tried to do some drop shipping. I learned the shipping process through that. And at 18, we're in the pandemic, and I was like, I know everything that goes into making a good garment. I have all this knowledge. Why am I waiting on other people to create opportunity for me? I worked at the airport. We were the first people, you know, off on that thing. So I was like, I'm sitting at home. Let me draw this up, and let me get started.
You know you're serious when she said garment. She didn't say clothing. She said she's used her proper verbiage.
But that's in fashion. That's what we talk about. We talk about garments. Yeah, and the fact
too much fashion people on the show. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all about to get into my R&B list, huh?
I'm sorry. The rags you're wearing, I know what makes them nice.
I want to get me some raggy boogie.
Vintage curator. You know, my daughter was interested in doing that. And it's funny because she's 15 and she was like, I want to do that. And you know, that's eco-sustainable because I'm all about that eco-sustainability. Yeah, yeah. It's my whole brand. But what was the purpose? Like, what's your brand mission?
My brand mission, I would say, definitely is to create a standard in Montreal. That's what we're trying to do, is that the reality of the fashion industry here, it's so young. There's not the big players yet that are, you know, controlling all the manufacturing, controlling everything. We don't even really have a vision for what Montreal fashion is. So it's about starting now and setting up that standard. What does it mean to be a successful business here? If you look at the culture, like, let's say, in L.A. versus the culture in Brooklyn or whatnot, if you compare when a fashion brand goes off, right? Look at who's giving back to the city. There's a different, you know, vibe to the way that they make business and they define success. So we want to do that here 5-10 years when we're working with everybody and working collaboratively from the start, that we're keeping in mind the people from the city and uplifting it on that.
Now, this may sound like the same question, but it's not.
Yeah.
And this always gets people. And I can tell you're extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. I love a young, intellectual person. What's your brand message?
Oh, my brand messaging. Definitely when it comes to the incognito terminology right there, it is about looking for what is unknown in the familiar. That's what we do. When we look at...
I love her. That's
you,
it.
Oh, you're speaking my language. I don't want nobody to see me. I'm sick to myself.
Exactly.
I'm making myself sick that we're stars now. Because now we have to be in our business. I want to be incognito. I tell girls I'm a ghost. I think I'm a ghost. You know.
That's a different issue. Don't put her with that. We're separating that.
I'm not Irv Gotti. I'm not Irv Gotti. I don't want nobody to know.
He's a gallus by incognito.
Keep it on the hush. That's what you're trying to do.
Listen, I've retired. My gals here. My knees are old, man. I'm not 20 no more. Boy, let me tell you, sales can tell you, boy, at 20 years old, I wasn't even good looking. That's, you know, listen, if I was light skinned and pretty at 20, I would have had like 18 kids by now. But God knew. You know, God, you know, the maker always gives you limitations because he knows. He couldn't give me certain powers. Looks, the work, and come on.
I'm saying
stop
this
it.
Right now. Why are you not the first Caribbean man who has told me this in my life? I've heard this before. If God
and
made
she's
me
20.
Pretty.
And she's 20 and she's heard this. Look
it's
at this.
It's done up. If God made me pretty, Lord forbid. Okay.
No, I'm pretty now. God, shout out to Synergy Medicine Spa. Boy, it's been a struggle. It's been a journey. I was incognito for a minute, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Oh, man, I love it. But not only do you guys have a young brand, you guys are smart, you're articulate.
Thank you.
You said it, so you know what? I'm gonna help my community.
Yeah.
Listen, mom, stop calling me, man.
Shout out, mommy.
She doesn't know to use the YouTube. I have her thing. We live. But I'm on August 27th, tomorrow, you guys are hosting an event to help kids get back to school supplies.
Nice.
And, you know, we have a lot of people into some hard times. Even before that, you know, our economics is set up within our community. We have the highest rate of unemployment in the country, black. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of families hurting, and, you know, it kind of shortens the future generations when they don't have the stuff to go to school. It's like you're cut off at the knees. You're going to school, you don't have the supplies. Mm. I've never been that kid that didn't have supplies, but I've seen kids that didn't have supplies, didn't have the lunch, didn't have the book bag. And you kind of feel for them because, now you know you're starting from way back. Not only are you black, but now you don't have the proper tools to execute the work in front of you.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, y'all doing the community work. It wasn't bad enough. Y'all had the fly brand.
Yeah, we had to hit him twice with it. Basically, what we're doing is, again, that collaborative culture, right, from a business standpoint. We talked to about 15 businesses in the island, and we wanted to work in a similar space and just start off that trend of working collaboratively and thinking of people. So on tomorrow from 12 to 8, we're going to be at the Artothèque. It's an art gallery in Rosemont that supports uniquely...
It's really nice.
Uniquely local artists. They commission out their work. So we're supporting the local art scene by supporting the space as well. And, we're raising funds for back to school, for school supplies, hygiene products, canned food, et cetera, et cetera. That's the whole point. So there's an organization called For the Hood, and we're going to be raising funds for their event. That's the next day where they bring kids up for free. They get them all their haircuts and whatnot, and they can get their school supplies, get ready.
Okay, so how can people get involved? Do you have the address of the spot? Let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 5720 Saint-André. It's a 5-minute walk from Rosemont. So if you guys are in Metro, if you're on that, you know, Montreal BMW type thing, we got you there as well.
It's from what time to what time?
We're gonna be there from noon to 8 p.m. So you guys can come whenever.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have time to pull up. Cause listen,
no excuses.
I need all of my dark
excuses.
Yo, you have to make the Wheezy Patch Adams. I need you to make Raggy's cousin like Friday. Yeah. I want to be Day Day to Raggy. I need the dark moon chaser Raggy, just reckless.
Just Raggy with his
18
kids.
Yeah, yeah. No, whoa. Jesus Christ. What they Money got. With a sound effect.
Make them like that with the 18 children.
Why? I have no kids, okay?
That's why we're going to make the character like that.
No, we're not even going to put
children.
That into the world.
That's how many kids are. The
children.
No,
I'm not
even
children.
Children. Children. There's so many.
Children. I don't want to make it.
That's my southern background.
I got
everything ready right here.
Okay, good. Okay, give her give her two, cause you know family, you know Nova Scotia's in the building. Give her two. We'll play a little game with you. We don't like to let you leave too early. Incognito MTL. You can follow her on Instagram at incognito.mtl. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beautiful clone line. I'll be wearing this joint. Let's ask you two questions.
Okay, let's go. This is this or that.
We want all your business.
This or that.
This or that. Okay.
Growth or security?
Ooh.
Mm.
As an entrepreneur, that
let's
is
go,
a
let's go.
Question.
Fast, off the cuff.
Growth.
Give a whole bunch of them.
I'm gonna say growth. Yeah.
You don't wanna be secure?
I think I'm a risky person.
Yeah. I like that.
I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
I feel you on that. Passion or stability?
My youth says passion.
My youth. Yo, stop showing off on the show. You know what? There's going to be an age restriction on the morning detour. Yeah. 28 and up.
There you go. Logic or emotion?
Oh, logic. Every day of the week. Not even a question.
High five for that. Yes.
Listen, you got to stay emotional like Carl Thomas, huh? You and your logical guys. You guys, we're not robots, okay? I feel, okay?
You can feel something, but if you feel too much, you're going to make really illogical decisions.
Like feel what you got to do. Just don't let it impact your decision making. You feel me? You got people who are trusting in you, not in your feelings.
No. Throw a couple more.
Skill or popularity?
Skill.
Nice. That was
incognito.
Like,
incognito. I don't want to be known.
Painful truth or comfort in lying?
Oh, painful truth. Don't ever lie to me. Don't ever lie to me. No.
Pause time or rewind time?
Ooh, pause time. Pause time.
Why? I want to know why.
So you have more time to think about what you would say. Mm. I don't want to make the mistake and then learn again. Give me the time to prevent it, you know?
Second chance at love or second chance at your career?
Love. Love, money is not everything in the
world.
That's
right.
It's an opportunity to help people.
Wow, she's so intelligent. It will get you
to the tropical island, though. The money will get you to the top.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
The right man, you're in a tropical island 24/7. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, in my mind, I'm pretty sure you've heard this, but I was telling our listeners a couple of weeks ago that in my room, I stay on my bed and I envision myself being in jail. you never mentally prepare yourself. You 20. I'm getting you early. I'm getting you ready.
That's when you've never been in a jail cell.
I'm good, man. I need to go. They don't serve good sandwiches, and there's no griot in jail.
I'm interested in this because I know how I answered this. Smartest person in the world or richest person in the world?
Ooh, that's a good point. You know what? I'm gonna say because of no ego, it's gonna sound weird. I'm gonna say money.
You know what I said when he asked me this when I first came on the show? I said smartest because the smartest person can always make money.
Yeah. See, here's what I'm saying. The smartest person, I feel, is burdened by the intelligence that they bear. They usually have a higher rate of depression, right?
But if I got
all this money, then I can also pass it out and help, so I can have joy in the money.
But I love that. I love the fact that everybody has. That's why I love these questions.
You know, that's what we do, the more detour. Yeah. I'm going to be a recluse when I become a millionaire. I'm going to buy an island. I just want people like yourself, Incognito, MTL, Family with Fame, just fly and just drop ship me clothes. I'll just walk around my beach. I'm going to hire a whole bunch of people just to tell me I look good on the island, and that's about it. I want to be a recluse.
I'm going to walk around in Musa shorts so you can see the hams.
I'm like niggas.
Walk around the hams.
I'm like niggas. I want to be away from the niggas. I want to be a recluse. I want to live in the jungle. I want to swing from trees. I've always wanted a treehouse. So once I become rich, I'm building a treehouse. Why is this guy laughing at me like I'm not talking real?
That's your inner child right now talking about something.
No, I want a bad man treehouse, bro. I've been watching The Corner, Toronto show.
Yes.
Serious things, huh? You don't know about that.
I know about that.
She's a good looking white girl, huh? That's a good. Yo,
that's quite a good show.
Corner is a good Canadian. Most Canadian shows are corny. Yeah,
that
Corner Gas won
one.
Awards, but Corner Gas is corny. The Kink in My Hair, that was good. We had it on the show. Corner on Netflix, Canadian show.
Very good.
Yo, good acting. Because, you know, we normally have that certain kind of tint on our Canadian show.
Oh, yeah, we
Corner's good. They're sexy. They're spousal. Oh, my gosh.
You can tell when it's
intrigued.
Canadian.
And it's actually good crazes, though.
You ever seen Kehlani's house? That's a random thing. Kehlani's house is a tree house.
Yeah,
it's a tree house.
So don't laugh. So don't laugh at me. I want to come back. I want to come back as one of those inflatable things. Those inflatable things like this, that shit.
In front of this shit. Yeah, stands up. It's all
in my mind. That's what I want to come back as. I'm a peaceful soul. This is the best thing I'm gonna do in my life. I'm gonna be remembered for this forever. This is gonna be great. Incognito Montreal is the brand. I'm trying to push them to make an exclusive line for Weezy Moon Chaser for Halloween. We have a Halloween party coming up.
That's right.
I'm gonna pimp all of the clone bands. Incognito Montreal. Thank you. Let people know one more time so the much. IG. Oh, yeah, one more time. Saturday, they're doing a thing. Let them know what's
yes,
going
sir.
On.
Yes, sir. Saturday, we have For Montreal by Montreal. It's in the name. It's businesses for Montreal to give out school supplies and so on and so forth. Come through. Anybody that brings the charitable donation, canned food, hygiene products, whatever it is, you guys get 10% off at the Incognito booth. So we're putting that on us.
And I want all the Incognito. You listen. I want when you guys drop, I get the email. Send me the thing. Yo, you like this? And I'll just forward my money.
That's for Germany.
I need a trucker hat.
Auto
yeah, deposit. I need a trucker hat. I need yes, a white shirt in Incognito Montreal. I want all the Raggy. Mm-hmm. Can Raggy have a cousin?
Raggy can have a whole family if he's a Gallus. I don't know.
Yo, this girl be trying to put this Gallus thing on me. I'm gonna hear all day about this Gallus thing. But Miriam, you're great. You're amazing. Please come back
thank
to the
so
show,
much.
And we'll keep you until Incognito.Montreal. Yes, beautiful clothing brand.
Thank you.
It's the Morning Detour. Keep a lock. I think we got Halifax coming up next, man. Oh, it's our do. Black Dirty South.
I love in case you don't know. Halifax. Shout out to all my
he
peoples.
Can't, he Cunny cannot talk on the show until the White Shark is on the table.
Where is it? I don't
until
see it.
Until the White Shark's on
it.
The table.
I don't see it.
You thought the Jack was something?
No,
you thought the 10-1 was something?
I don't see it,
until
though.
You had pure white. Patricia, I know you're listening. I need the pure white Hennessy. We got the White Shark. We're gonna make the Eclipse.
But where is
that
it?
That makes all the girls go whoop-ty-whoop, whoop-ty-whoop, whoop-ty-whoop. It's the Morning Detour, the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's about to get real in here.
The Morning Detour Show.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
We love this life.
J'ai jamais voulu être normal. J'ai le mouton noir. De ma famille, en effet, là, y'en a marre. Je sais pas ce que tu crois. On voit près ennemi.
I love your actions if I don't show love to my Haitian brothers. My boy Donnie! Donnie, me and Donnie went to college together. Donnie is my guy. Donnie and Sales are my two friends that I believe are real artists. I gotta play that new Donnie. Maddie, yeah, give me the scratch on it. I gotta play that new Donnie. Donnie's my guy. Donnie is my guy, boy. New music, man. Moliano! RDP! L'Angelier Saint-Michel, salutation, salutation, l'Union fait la force, nous sommes dans le building. This is the Morning Detour, the number one urban morning show in the country. Weezy, Lambo, Donny, talk to me. Yeah. Mouton noir. Listen, we've all been the black sheep. Some of us know how this black sheep thing fell out. It's the Morning Detour. Donny, we in the building.
J'ai jamais voulu être normal. J'ai le mouton noir. De ma famille, en effet, là, y'en a marre. Je sais pas ce que tu crois. On voit près ennemi, garde dans la glace. Je me reconnais pas. Je vous ai donné tout ce que j'avais. À part égal, mais il fallait que la trahison couvre la paix. Putain de faux amis. T'as passé un avocat au KG. J'ai craché sur le chèque de 25 000 car la loyauté passe avant. Oh, j'suis petty. J'ai flip, flip, j'en ai rien à cirer. Frick, frick, money, cop, gage billet. Quick fix, that a kick split pour que j'chit, chit. J'suis still on top, really. Et j'travaillais, 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 j'travaillais ça. C'est tous les jours. À mon père, je promets. C'est ma famille avant tout. J'ai passé des années. À planter des jardins en jardin. Là, j'porte du designer. De Montréal, yeah, on allait. C'est la fin de nerf, y'a plus de loyauté. Jalousie, compétition acharnée. J'ai vu des amis proches de la guerre. Pour une femme que Cobb et Love sont alliés. J'fais plus du tout. Le monde est rendu fou. Entouré de salauds. J'veux pas entendre ton drama, j'suis gaga, j'suis pas là, j'suis sauce. Yeah.
évadé de l'emprise, mes soucis de m'ajuster à mes problèmes. Pas une excuse, mais me sens bien. Quand je suis saucé, j'ai les mélanges, le si là, le repack de bien, pas de pires, on est posé. Non, 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 viens pas around, man. Si t'es mauvais, pas de bad vibe, jalousie, on esquive la routine, on est ivre, on est trop bien. Pas une excuse, mais me sens bien. Quand je suis saucé, j'ai les mélanges, le si là, le repack de bien, pas de pires, on est posé. Si tu demandes qu'est-ce qu'on célèbre, yeah c'est la vie. Coupe de champagne, lundi soir, y est pas minuit. On s'en est sorti des mauvaises décisions. Trouver la paix dans la guerre et trahison. Échapper des pièges de crime et de la prison. Dans une société où le mal est noir, disons. C'est pour ça que je suis sauce, tu connais le vibe. Serveur de coke ou jus d'ananas. Les gars ont démissionné, au revoir. Coupe de doigts d'honneur en plus dans la face. De l'ambiance qui croyait pas. Ils disaient qu'on allait pas. Y arriver, allez va. Donc j'y arrive là. Oh yeah, je suis saucy, j'ai du good time. Entouré, bois, touré, bois, touré, bois, touré, bois, touré,
bois.
No, hold on, you don't talk before me. You
know, never that.
Wait. Listen, let me tell you something. Some people come to your house and want to tell you how to color your walls.
No,
then they say they're
that.
Family. Some people want to call you in the middle of the night and say, bro, can you send me $100? Because they family. Some people see you sometimes at the club and say, bro, can I get an extra red stripe? Because they family. In this thing called life, boy, everybody can be family. Some people that are going to be closest to you won't be blood. But family over fame is in the building. Because one thing's important. You can't take the lights over people that help you get there.
Yep.
Mr. Cunny Ross is in the building. Nova Scotia's in the building. Let me tell you something, boy. Ah! The Four Points Pizza. He can't talk until the White Shark's on the table. Mikey D, I know you got a pair white at the house in the West Island. We're going to show Lambo the eclipse.
Please do.
Family over fame is in the building. Clothing entrepreneur. Yo, bro, I've seen you everywhere in the last year or so. Pandemic's been good to you. Bring up the mic a little bit, bro.
Yeah, yeah, man. You know, it's God's good. You know,
I saw Cardinal wearing your stuff. I saw you moving around. Mm-hmm. I saw you on TV a lot. You were on the news and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how do you kind of prepare when you go on the news? Do you view your clothing line as like an urban brand? Or do you think it's like, are you on some clothing house Kanye shit?
I would say some, I say streetwear. And also I say like Kanye West as well. Remember when we had our conversation last year and I told you I wasn't really like a fan of him. But now like looking at his business sense and looking at the way how he styles his clothes and stuff, I'm a big supporter of his. So.
Nice. So what was the inspiration to your brand?
The big inspiration towards my brand was just because I'm a big family person and I was raised by a single mother.
Mm.
Shout out to Brenda Ross. I never had my father in my life. So she showed me the importance of what family means, and also shout out to my grandfather and my grandmother. They actually had a big part of supporting me and helped me get where I am today, too.
Nice.
And they showed me that always put your family first and stuff, right? And just never forget where you're
100%.
Coming from. And I got to give a big shout out to them, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Nice.
So you're a friend of the show. You've been here before. So, you know, for those that know, you know, give a give us a quick recap how you kind of came into Family Over Fame. Mm-hmm. Because in my opinion, you're the brand in Nova Scotia. Are there anybody else that have a clothing brand? Do we even care? I don't think anybody else. Is anybody else printing T-shirts? Anybody else going to Walmart to put an image on it?
Well, there's a brand that was called that's called East Coast Lifestyle. He actually paved the way, so he came out in 2013, but we came out around like 2016, and then. Glad the hood came, got behind us, supported us and stuff, and all of a sudden white people jumped behind us. But at first,
it was all good, and white people jumped behind.
I know.
They still pressed.
What was that piece that you created that got the hood like, yo, this is the one? Because me, I'm tired of Sinclair having all the stuff. He has the jacket. If I don't get a jacket, listen, everything is up now. My numbers is up. I have blue check people co-hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
all my things is up. All my things up.
I don't have anything.
I don't have a jacket.
Period,
you have another story for home, girl? Yeah. No, we got you, man. We got you.
I can't represent.
What kind of business do you think we're running over here? We got you, man. We have the bags in the truck.
Well, Sinclair's the man around this town, right? So you got to talk to Snake. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, Snake told me he got some music. I'm still waiting. You know, he's treating me like flex. You know what I mean? I got to listen to other people playing it. He playing it all live. I can't get a job. I know why these guys are Montreal. You got to tell me, what's the sense you get coming from Halifax? And you guys listen to the show. Why we get the disrespect of the morning, Dieter? Why am I always the last one on the boat?
to be honest with you, every time I'm over here, I hear that you're the number one guy. So it's
just like, they don't tell me that.
They tell me that, right? I'm coming from Nova Scotia, and I'm hearing from different places in the country, like Vancouver.
Oh, I kill Vancouver.
Everybody says Weezy's that guy, right?
So, I kill Vancouver. You know, so, shout out to the shorties in Vancouver. Shorty try to get a little mixy. I have a couple Vancouver stories.
Shout out to the shorties. Stop.
Shorty try to get a little mixy. I said, I got Haitian nigga
at
home.
You're going to get in trouble with your girl.
I was on the phone with my girl, and they tossed girls in my room. That's not crazy, man. This radio shit. Because the thing is, and I always tell people, nobody, guys growing up in the hood is not like, yo, I'm going to become a radio rock star. Everyone's like, I'm going to rap or I'm going to do music. And now it's good now guys are becoming entrepreneurs like yourself.
Yeah.
But your joint's really good because I think the best thing about family over fame is the message. Family over fame.
Yeah. Right.
That's something niggas want to get behind.
No, 100%. Yeah. It has to be family over fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's I came up with the concept. It wasn't really supposed to be a clothing brand, to be honest with you. It was actually like, because I was a musician first at the time.
Okay.
And I wanted to do a CD. Mm. And then I put the CD together. It was called Family with Fame. And then I wanted to do t-shirts just to promote the release of the album.
Mm.
And then as soon as the hood seen it, the hood jumped right behind it. It's like, we know what this brother's about.
Oh, boy. Sil, get the camera, man. Hold on. Get the camera.
Boxes.
Snake said, no, come on, camera. Come over here, baby. Hey, let me get on the YouTube. Come over here.
I'm going to put it on my socials. Hold on.
Family over Fame is in the building.
I'll put it on my socials.
Y'all come get some Family over Fame at DG Kicks, 6714 Field, and we'll put a couple pieces here by DG Kicks. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll vouch for you guys. I know we'll go for it. We always put on local brands. Family over Fame, it's a van. Because I'm sick. Yo, I feel like Sinclair got all the exclusive pieces, and I feel like I'm a bigger star than Sinclair. So, but no joke. Sinclair's my OG, and shout out to Sinclair. Sinclair's the only dude that's ever got me a bottle at Christmas.
Right.
Called me up for nothing. Real dude, always listening to the show, been supporting me since day one. Family over Fame, so what's next now? I saw you on TV.
Yeah.
I saw you going. I must say, I love the use of your colors. Mm-hmm. I love how you combine the colors. Me, I love shit to pop. I think us as black men, we're too much on the black. Like, yeah, you know, I like black and gray. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I'm out with my short, I'm out getting my radio thing. I want you to see me.
Right.
You saw the shoe she's trying to buy next.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to buy next.
Right.
This is what I'm manifesting right now. Yeah. Look, and your hoodie. Let's see. Look. Already. This is Atlanta, Saturday morning with Lamba going to breakfast.
That's right.
Already. So what's next for Family Over Fame?
Next thing is trying to cross over to the border. You know, we're probably going to do some pop-up shops down like in L.A., pop the Trunco in Boston, right? So it's just putting your mind to it. And I see people like Nipsey Hussle, Jay-Z, Master P, and these kind of guys that can do it. If they can do it, I can do it as well, right?
That's right.
I see them brothers like paving the way, and I'm just gonna go get it myself, just like them.
Okay, man. Well, no, we like that, man. We see you carding out, wearing your stuff, everybody wearing your stuff. So, how long are you in town for?
I'm in town until Tuesday. You know what I mean? And we want to make sure we hook this sister up with something.
Yeah. Let's see. You definitely want to get people with blue checks and stuff.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, she'll ask you a couple questions. Before we get to that, real quick, I want to say that I am planning to come to Vancouver. Not Vancouver, Halifax, to do shows. Mm-hmm. I want to do a game night, and I want to do a party with homeboy.
R.S. Smooth
has to holler at me. I want to link up with R.S. Smooth. R.S. Smooth is that dude in Halifax. I want to link up with him. I want to do a big party. Can we bust some jokes about Scotian women? Okay, I'm going to say this. Yo, my girl has never stopped making jokes about this. Yo, you got to be careful. I went out with your cousins a couple weeks ago. No, it was like 2 months ago. Yo, regulators and snake. It's a moment in time. First of all, I don't know why you Scotians drink so much. Goddamn. We didn't even finish the damn pitcher. Another one's coming up.
Yeah.
Blunts are being tossed on the floor, dash around here.
I love
how Scotians get that. I think Scotians get a bad rap, though. The women are beautiful, crazy, but all beautiful things come a little prickly, I think.
Mm. Yeah, we do.
I think it's just a dichotomy of life.
Right.
It's the yin yang, right? All beautiful things are a little bit prickly.
Yeah.
Right.
Scotian women got me. The freckles? Nobody wants to talk about it. I'm weak for the freckles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I gotta go to Halifax by myself, man.
I'll just say it to you like this. I'll say it to you like this, bro. Scotian women are the most beautiful women in the world. Mm. You know what I mean? So when it's
but they will stab you if it goes left, though. That part.
I
nobody want to talk
Scotian
about
friends, yes, I know.
Nobody get a bad rap, but Scotian, listen, one of my closest friends, Tammy, she's Scotian. We have a great relationship.
Right. Tammy's
great.
Cool.
But listen, there's some freckly ones. Mm-hmm. There's some ones. Why are Scotian women so bold?
That just comes from the root.
It's the white shark. That's why. The white shark. That's the white shark. That's not on my table.
Right. I never tried it, so that's one thing I have to try.
Don't worry, I'm gonna be honest. I don't got the bottle in the back of the trunk.
No, send it up.
I'm gonna send it up so you guys can try it. Especially Blast over here, right?
Oh, so, listen. Sales, no. If I tell Sales it's good, we'll mix the white shark with the pure white Hennessy. We call it Eclipse. Me and my best friend Mikey D. Listen, everything drops after that.
Wow.
All the ladies know what time it is. Everything is moist after that. I promise you. Mature morning show. You know how we do things. It's the Morning Detour. Let's play some games. We never played some games. Let's do. We'll play some games and we'll involve you into our events announcements. So play some games for 5 minutes. And then we'll do some events announcements. What you want to do? You want to do this or that? What do you want to do? Anyway, she's the game master. Because if we do adult spelling bee with you, you're going to be out of here.
Yeah, you're done. No, especially with me.
Let's lose at this.
Yeah, I need that. Oh. Yo, there's a suit I need. The white family over fame. I'm going to Atlanta. I want to fly in the family over fame white suit. Mm. When I meet Young Jock, I'm going to be like, yo, it's family over fame, fam.
I'm going to switch this question.
I'm doing the drops for family over fame now. I'm doing all the audio drops. There you go. What's the game?
I'm going to switch this. Do the question.
Just a template.
What three words describe your brand?
Authentic. I would definitely say... authenticity, consistently, and real.
If you had an intro music song, what would your brand's intro song be?
I would definitely say Nipsey Hussle, Grinding All My Life.
Ooh, that's a good one. What's something that you're obsessed with?
That 4 Points pizza in Halifax.
I would I got you.
I would definitely say Randy's Donair. Like, as soon as you guys come to Nova Scotia, you need to get an East Coast Donair. If you don't get an East Coast Donair, just say you didn't come to Nova Scotia, right? So
listen, I'm gonna cry when we go. Okay, you know, it's the motherland. So
I haven't been to Halifax in years.
What was it like when you went there? It's a lot of black people.
Nah, listen, I have fun. I went to Dartmouth with my people, man. We have fun. I go to the hood.
You guys gotta take me to Africville. I wanna go to Africville.
So we actually talking about Africville. Next year is gonna be the 40th anniversary.
I'm in there.
So it's gonna be a big two-week event.
Nice.
And
can I show something over there? Can I get booked to do something over there? Who I gotta talk to? Talk to somebody.
Talk to me. Talk to Aaron Smooth. We'll make sure you get booked.
We need to go there.
What?
I don't know if they. Yo, I mean, Aaron Smooth's that dude.
Oh, he's the man over there. My
energy kind of different though. I don't know if these ladies. When I start running through the crowd like, like my boy. What's my boy from Toronto, man?
Right.
What's my singing boy from Toronto, man? Tory. Oh, well, don't have me running through the crowd like Tory.
Oh, boy.
Tory Lanez?
Yeah, Tory. Yeah, his stage work is crazy. So that's how I host. Yo, get me on the bill for next year, because I'll be the in-crowd reporter. Right. I had a Scotian woman aggressive. I'm aggressive, eh?
Oh, let me see. What weird thing would make you socially acceptable if you could? What would a thing that, like, whatever, like anything that you have that's weird, what would make it socially acceptable or you think would make be socially acceptable?
Do you do TikTok dances at home in the dark when nobody's around? Don't lie.
Definitely not me. me being like a nerd and stuff too, right? And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people don't see that kind of side of me. They just see like the business side. They just see like Kanye's over here talking to all these people that's just wearing the brand and are famous and stuff. But man, I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh cards and do all this kind of RuneScape and stuff, whatever, right? So I think just putting that out there, I think it will be weird, but I don't really think it would be weird. But you know, just put myself out there in the world.
I have another question for you. If you had a superpower, what would it be and why?
Superpower, bringing people I love back to the world.
Why?
Just because if you don't really have much time with them, you would like to try to bring them back to spend more time and show them all you accomplished and show them that this is what they helped and what they helped produce and stuff. Somebody like my grandfather, right? So
nice.
That's what I would do.
I want to ask you one question about your brand because I'm a fashion girl and I have my own fashion brand.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, because I noticed, like, I went to Fashion Week. I was, you know, I had the privilege of being there twice. I want to know why a lot of urban brands are not going to New York Fashion Week to present their brand. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself going to New York Fashion Week? And, like, is that, what's the next step? Is that one of your next steps to get to? Because I want to see more urban brands on the runway in New York Fashion Week. I was proud to be able to be there and be a black designer and say, you know what? I was a model. I've walked in New York Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week. Now I have a brand there. Because I really want to see urban brands there. And I find that we're not seeing enough representation of urban brands. Is that your next step? And why?
Actually, I love you as a host.
Thank you.
I got to say that. But yeah, no, she's asking the right questions. Asking the right questions. So, New York Fashion Week actually reached out to me.
Nice.
Right? But at the time, like 3 years ago, I just didn't really have the money for it. But since they keep on reaching out every year, but now since we have some funding and have some loot to our name now, we can be able to enter into New York Fashion Week. So we're actually in the process of doing that right now.
You have a hookup right here that you don't even have to go right there and you'll get into Fashion Week and pay less. I'm sorry, but it's the truth because I want to help. Because we were talking about with other brands that were coming to New York Fashion Week because I'm doing something with New York Fashion Week that I want to be able to help brands come up, especially black brands. And not a lot of black companies have the money to be able to showcase and show up because it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to say the number of what they said to me?
Yeah, go ahead.
They said, so there's like a package deal, right? So you know what's up.
Yeah, I've been
so
there
twice. So it's like 10 grand for like a small package. For the medium package, it's like 20. Mm-hmm. And the other package is like, I think, 30K. Mm-hmm. And we just didn't have that kind of money like 3 years ago or whatever, right? So it's...
And you want to know my packages? And I'm going to put it out there for any designer. No, because I have a hookup for it. Yeah. And you know I'm with the hookups. Yeah. I want to keep real because...
Yeah, black people love the hookups. I got the hookup. Master P got to do another movie
that. Listen, we're going to put it out there. Weezy and I have the hookups for billboards in Times Square. So if you want a billboard, any marketing or advertising in New York City, contact one of us. We got the hookup for that because I was already on a billboard there and we have our billboard coming up. My number for the top tier is 5,000 to get onto, but you get your media, your branding kits. You get also the day before the show, you get on the New York Times Square billboard. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm offering because I'm partnering up with people in New York City. I lived there for almost 20 years. I used to model there. Right. So that is the kit that I put together with New York Fashion Week that they're allowing me to do off shows, but licensed with New York Fashion Week. So the most expensive package we have is 5,000. And that's not bad considering. That's why I'm glad that you put out the numbers because people don't know it's expensive, but I've been working with them to try and put something together for black designers only. I want my show is going to only have black designers for New York Fashion Week.
That's why we vibe so much. You're a real sister.
Yeah,
I'll say
I keep
that
it real. I keep it 100. That's why they call me the real Svetlana, aka Lambo. I keep it real,
it's
baby.
It's about to get
real in here.
I'm about to do a gospel special this Christmas as well. Well, Cunny, it's always a pleasure having you here. We'll chop it up a little bit more off the show. Family Over Fame, you can follow them on IG. It's Family Over Fame CEO, right?
Yeah.
Family Over Fame Co.
Yeah. But can I, it's a couple perpetrators out there. We're about to clean those guys
up.
We're
going to clean it up.
We're going to clean them up on IG.
Can I get some shout-outs, though?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Johnny Blue. He's been a real one.
He's in Halifax?
He's in Halifax.
Can't wait to meet you, Johnny. Yo, Johnny. Freckles,
right?
My like with a bum tight, but tight with the freckles. That be wild. Weezy with a Scotian baby nobody knows about.
Oh,
crazy.
Lord.
Also, shout out to my guy Sife, and he's the one that mixed and mastered We Trust, the record that you guys just played. Big shout out to him. Shout out to my mother, and shout out to Iris Smooth, and shout out to whole Nova Scotia. So keep holding it down while I'm not in the city.
Listen, man. For those that don't know, Nova Scotia is our dirty south. That is our long, the longest history of black people is in Nova Scotia.
A lot of history there. A
couple of events this weekend. Got to shout them out. So you have the BMH cookout. That's August 27th from 2 to 6 p.m. Yep. Colin Booba, friend of the show, is one of the panelists on this. That's at 1950 St. Antoine. So the BMH cookout creates a safer space where necessary conversations meet great food and even better company. I know a lot of y'all going to come for the food, but take in the conversation. Yeah. We got to get things popping. August 29th, Black in Film. It's an afternoon dedicated to career navigation, industry networking, and black excellence.
Yep.
Mm. Henry Pardo will be the keynote speaker. If you haven't seen the Dear Jackie film, really dope movie. Between August 25th and August 28th, we have Festival Afro-Mo happening down there at the Old Port. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to pass by tomorrow after I pass by Homegirls event from Incognito, Montreal. August 27th, barbecue and basketball community restoration giveaway scholarships plus book pass. For students. Book bag. I wrote that real crazy. Book bag for students. Free hot dogs and hamburgers. See, black people, I don't know how we keep saying free, free, free all these barbecues. Listen, I'm going to bring some of my American friends and my Scotia friends. We're going to have all the things. Black people in the States, when they do free barbecue, they say, but while supplies last.
Limited edition.
Limited. Hot dogs are limited. Get there early. You know black people ain't going to get there
per person.
On September 10th, listen, y'all better mark this on your calendar. I'll be in the building. Me and Maddie's gonna come out there with the speaker, the mic, and the tent. Come to the morning detour tent. We'll be out there all day, every day. You already know my day one, my all day dude. Regulators.
Yes.
If things get fried. Yo, regulators are a big dude, huh?
Yes.
Yo, regulators are a tall guy. I don't want no smoker regulators. Regulators. One of the premier regulars, one of the premier urban brands in the city. Regular, all family, family over fame, regular, all family. They're doing a regulators barbecue.
Nice.
They asked me to host it. I'm just going to impose myself.
We're going to just show up.
I'm going to take a day off work, tell Maddie bring the tent and the speaker.
We're going to pull
up. I'm going to do my regulator. So free food, Anguillon Park. We're going to shut down Anguillon Park. Be
That's
careful,
right.
De La Verantry. It's three different boroughs. You're going to go 40. I got a ticket the other day. I'm going to go. I'm going to contest. I'm going to go to court and say, listen, how do I know they're pointing the gun at the right person? That's a valid question. How do I know he's pointing a gun at me? There's many cars on Della Frangie. Cunny, I want to appreciate you much. I want to see the last tour. It's been amazing.
Yes.
Please pray for Irv Gotti.
Please do. I will be.
Otherwise, yes, can I go? Yo, yo, pray for Irv Gotti, man. Yo, I think that murdering documentary is out. Family over fame.
Appreciate you, brother.
That's it. No, thank you.
Thank you
for coming. Y'all show
anytime.
Me love, man. Mm-hmm. Lambo, have yourself a great weekend.
We shall
parlay.
Yes.
I'm going to try to go to as much events as I can as I get off road. So just like that, much of my say, it's been a great one. It's been the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We own Fridays. You can watch the playback on YouTube. Detour 51.
To a hotel.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKT 90.3 FM.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazzamuck.